All right.
Let
All right, how's everybody doing? So I'm trying to record stuff out here, just to do it. Kind of experimenting. So that's why I'm just kind of doing songs randomly. Thank you, brother, I appreciate it. I wanted to do that because I feel like this is such a special time out here with us together that I wanted to capture it on a recording. So I did that one a few weeks ago and I messed up, so I did it again. Pray with me. Jesus, we just come to you this morning. Father, we ask you to move in close to us. Well, I guess that's a silly thing to say because you're always close. But Father, may our hearts be awakened to your presence, I should say. God, would you remind us that we belong to you? God, would you bring peace to the restless heart today, to the fearful heart. God, that your love drives out fear. Father, may we feel that love today. May we be consumed with it. May our hearts overflow with it. Amen. There is a truth older than the ages. There is a promise, things yet to come. There is one born for our salvation. Jesus, Jesus, there is a light overwhelms the darkness. There is a kingdom that forever reigns, and there is freedom from the chains that bind us. Jesus, Jesus, who walks on the water, who speaks to the sea, who stands in the fire beside me. He roars like a lion, he bled as the lamb, he carries my healing in his hands. Jesus, there is a name I call in times of trouble. There is a song that comforts in the night. There's a voice that calms the storms that rage. He is Jesus, Jesus, who walks on the water, he speaks to the sea, he stands in the fire beside me. He roars like a lion, he bled as the lamb, he carries my healing in his hands. Jesus, Messiah, my Savior, there is power in your name. You're my rock and my Redeemer. There is power in your name, in your name. You walk on the water, you speak to the sea, and you stand in the fire beside me. You roar like a lion, you bled as the lamb, you carry my healing. says you make, they will hold me. How you hold me. Your compassions never end. And your mercies are new. Over and over, your mercies are new. Over and over, as surely as the morning comes, your faithfulness. I'll sing of your love. Over and over, I'll sing of your love. Over and over, I'll sing with every setting sun, your faithfulness, never failing. Every time I fall, you're there to catch me. And when I try to run, your kindness chases me. How you chase me. Your compassions never end. Oh, your mercies are new. Over and over, your mercies are new. Over and over, for a lifetime. Ooh. Yeah, your favor will last for a lifetime. I believe it. Your favor will last for a lifetime. Never fail. Your favor. Over and over, your mercies are new. Over and over, as surely as the morning comes, you're faithful, and I'll sing of your love. Over and over, I'll sing of your love. Over and over, I'll sing with every setting sun, you're faithful. thank you for that truth. Thank you that we can believe that today. God, that every single day the slate is wiped clean. Father, that we are able to start over, that we are able to rest in your grace and your complete love. God, that we are blessed. God, that we can enjoy your favor. Jesus, may we just rest in that today. May we just bask in it today. In your name we pray. Amen.
Good stuff, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. Man, we are so excited to be back here this week. I know several asked how the trip went. You knew where we were at and why we were gone. Jesse and I had the opportunity to be with the church at Five Points last week in Jacksonville, Florida. Two locations, much like what we have here, inspired by your story, and man, just a beautiful experience being there. Jesse led as he does here. I taught both places, but we both said, I think on the ride back, man, we missed being here last week. It was beautiful to be with the folks we were, but we wanted to be in two places at one time, if that makes sense. So we missed you guys. I want to get back into the Psalms this morning. I want to read Psalm 56. We'll talk about that just for a few moments and ask God to speak over that. Be gracious to me, O God, for man tramples on me. All day long an attacker oppresses me. My enemies trample on me all day long, for many attack me proudly. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me? All day long they injure my cause. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They stir up strife. They lurk. They watch my steps as they have waited for my life. For their crime will they escape? In wrath cast down the peoples, O God. You have kept count of my tossings. Put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book? Then my enemies will turn back in the day I will call. This I know, that God is for me. In God, whose word I praise, in the Lord, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can man do to me? I must perform my vows to you, O God. I will render thanks offerings to you. For you have delivered my soul from death, yet my feet are falling, that I may walk before God in the light of life. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word today. We pray that over any man, woman, or child out here, God, that your voice speaks the loudest. Holy Spirit, that you speak to our heart. We believe in this place that, God, you still speak even beyond your word, that Holy Spirit, you speak and move and minister to our hearts and comfort, encourage, convict, challenge, all in these ways, Holy Spirit, you speak. And so we pray that over hearts today, that, God, you just have your way in this place. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. So David writes this psalm, and an old theologian, Matthew Henry, says this of David, that as he complains and confides both in God in this psalm, here's what he says about David. If you want to know part of the reason David is a man after God's own heart, I believe Matthew Henry hits on it here in this aspect. He says, even in times of greatest trouble and distress, David never hung his harp upon the willow trees. He never unstrung it or laid it by, but that when his dangers and fear were greatest, he was still in tune for singing God's praises. Man, that's true. If you want to look at David's life and you see him as a man after God's own heart, David sinned big, but he also repented big. He was in times of turmoil, and each time that he still offered praises to God. And so I agree with Matthew Henry on this point, that David is this man that praises God in the good times and in the bads. And so he's here, and he says this, that enemies are around, they long to attack, they long to oppress, he uses. He says, they trample on me, right? And so David is not in a great place as he pens this psalm, as he writes this out in Psalm 56, but David is a man that yet still has firm resolve that I will praise and trust God. In fact, he starts this, "Be gracious to me, O God." The word grace is a beautiful word in Scripture, one of the most beautiful, and it means this, an unmerited favor, something we don't deserve, but yet is graciously given to us. Amen? And so he's saying this, he's saying, man is trampling on me. In other words, listen to me, some of you need to hear this morning. I'm going to step to the front of the line and say I need to hear it the most. What man or woman offers sometimes is this trampling, attacking, oppressing life over us. That's what man has to offer. But God, on the opposite hand, has nothing but grace to offer. Amen? And so he says this, "Be gracious to me, O God, for here is what man has offered me. They only are trampling me." They're looking to attack, oppress, or take over. So God, instead of that, I ask for your grace. Man, there's a beautiful few verses in this psalm, and I want to kind of point out in the order they go. If you look at verses 3 and 4, and then you go to 10 and 11, listen if they don't sound just so familiar. In fact, very familiar to the New Testament writings that we have. But listen to what David says. "When I am afraid." By the way, David is this guy in Scripture that is completely a man's man. He's a shepherd. And when you think of shepherd, most of us think about the guy with the little staff and the cute little sheep running around. But David, it says, was a guy that attacked off the lion and the bear. And we know the story about Goliath, right? One of my favorite stories as a little boy in all of Scripture, I think it had something to do with this little guy going to face the bully, face the giant that's calling out. And by the way, you want to reach a little boy's heart with the gospel, you get to hear this story about David taking rocks to a sword fight. He slings the rock and he hits him with one shot, and then the story ends. He takes the sword, he cuts Goliath's head off and stands up with it. You want to reach a little boy's heart, you read him that story, right? There's something that comes alive in that story. So this is the guy we're talking about with David, but yet as the king, as the man, David, he stands and says this, "When I am afraid..." Right, most guys don't start with that story. That's not the pickup line, right? When you're trying to, get a date with a lady and you go up and you say, "You know what? I'm afraid." Not the line you start with, right? That's not what we want to come off. That's not what we want to project. We want to be brave and strong and tough. And David, the king of all the land, says, "When I'm afraid." And you see the openness with David, the willingness to admit, "Hey, I'm scared right now. I got people coming after me. Everywhere I turn, someone is oppressing me. Everywhere I turn, someone is wanting to trample on me. Will you be gracious to me, God?" And this is what he says, "When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I shall not be afraid." In other words, I've tried to muster everything up humanly possible within me, the king, David. I've tried to muster everything up and say, I'm not going to be afraid, but here I am, I'm afraid. And when I'm afraid, I'm going to trust in you. And when I trust in you, when I lean into you, when I come to you, God, I will then no longer be afraid. You see the equation there? David is afraid, but he introduces God into the story. "I'll trust in you, and now no longer am I afraid." He then goes on in verses 10 and 11, and he says this, "This I know." I just want to tell you where that took me this week. It took me to a little song Jesus loves me, this I know, right? Like it's so simple, but yet so profound. And David says this, this I know. In other words, when chaos surrounds, when chaos abounds, when everything is hitting the fan, you know what hits the fan, right? All of those moments when man wants to trample me, when everything is there, this I know, the one thing I know, God is for me. Man, does that not change everything? That in your life, no matter what is going on, no matter what situation you find yourself in, to know that God is for you. In God, whose word I praise, again he says this, in the Lord, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I will not be afraid, but he adds an extra caveat to this and says, what can man do to me? I want to tell you the freedom that comes in living a life like this, to put your trust when you are afraid in a holy God, and at that point when you realize that, hey, he is for me, he knows me, he sees me, he knows my name, in spite of all I've done or will do in the future, he knows me, he loves me, he cares for me. You know what? What can man do to me? What can flesh do to me is what David says. What can a man do to me when Almighty God is for me? In fact, where that sounds eerily familiar, in Romans 8, it says, if God is for us, who can be against us, right? I mean, really, even if a man or woman takes your life today, if you know him, if you trust him, if you've entered into relationship through Jesus, there is nothing that person can do to you that God cannot redeem. Man, but here's where I really just felt led to focus. I want to tell you, man, being gone in Florida last week was a humbling experience. I won't name names, because the name's not important at this point. But I want to share to you, a young lady came and talked with Jesse and I both, and she is dealing with just a situation as unimaginable. She freely told us that she has AIDS and is facing a life sentence with that. But she said this, knowing that he knows me and others know me has restored my faith in God. There is something powerful about being known and being seen. And I want to tell you this morning, I want everybody to look at me this morning. You are seen. Not just in a way of, oh, okay, I see you. I see you here. But you are seen down to the very core, the very fiber of your being. And not only seen, but seen and loved just as you are. That God knows you, he cares for you, he has made a way into relationship, not just as a hired hand, by the way. You know, that would be awesome if the King of Kings invited us in and said, come on, I just need your help with all my vineyards. I just need help with the cattle. I need you just to be around me every once in a while. But no, he says, you've got a seat at my table, a son or daughter. By the way, can I just tell you this? A good father offers everything he has to his son or daughter. You got it all. Man, and if you're afraid, if you just say, man, life is beating me up like David. Everywhere I go, I'm being attacked all the day long. Everything's coming against me. I put my trust in you. And God, if you're with me, who can be against me? Right? If you're for me, who can be against me? But man, doesn't life still happen? Things happen, and it hurts. Right? Things happen, situations happen, and man, life just seems to, as Ferris Bueller once said, come at us pretty fast. And here's what I want to say before I read this verse. I just want to say this with a heart of love, that if in the next few moments that God happens to bring a hurtful event to your mind, I believe he does so with the intention of offering healing this morning. He never brings it about to bring about shame. He never does it to bring about further hurt. He brings it to our mind's attention, our heart's affection, so that he can heal. But I want you to listen to the closeness of David with God, and may we please, God, get some of this. He says, you have kept count of my tossings. Sounds like a weird word. Some translations say my wanderings. Anyone here ever wandered away from him? I'll lead the list in that. But listen to this. You've put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book? Those times when tears were all we could muster, the worst of the worst. I believe there's two images that I want us to trust, but more important than me, I believe the Father wants you to trust this morning. One, the psalmist just gave us an image of tears in his bottle, in his book. They were not in vain. They were not forgotten. They did not just fall to the ground. But I want to share with you this, that I believe that if you know him, that all will be made new and all will be set right. We live in a broken and fallen world, and your God did not create these things while they're under his control, and that's tough to deal with sometimes if we're honest, but they are not forgotten. The tears you have shed when that's all you could muster were not in vain. They are kept in his book and in his bottle. The New Testament gives us this. This is the other image I want to share in Romans 8 again. When tears and turmoil are all we have, here's what Romans 8:26 says. The Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought to, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. You know what I'm talking about there, those times when it seems like tears aren't even a description, that there's something just taken from us. There is a hole inside of us that feels it will never be filled or replenished. He is listening, and not only listening, but this says that the Holy Spirit of God himself, when we can't even find the words, when there are just groanings, when there are just tears, when there is just an emptiness, when there is just nothing left to give. We feel like I will never get over this moment. I will never be the same here again. We come back to the Spirit of God intercedes on our behalf. I want to tell you this morning, I believe this with all sincerity, that your tears have not gone unnoticed, and you are seen and you are loved. That he loves you, he cares for you, and I want to read this verse again, that you have kept count of my wanderings, even in spite of all of that, how I've wandered from you, and you have put my tears in your bottle, are they not in your book? Will you pray with me this morning? Father, we thank you for this psalm. We thank you for just being a God that gives us your word, not just to remind us to be good boys and girls. It would fall so short if it was just a rule book, as some have said, but there are words of life and of hope and of grace and of mercy and compassion. That's what today's psalm took me to. Father, I think of the young lady that came and talked with Jesse and I last week with such just unbelievable odds against her. But to say to be seen and be known has brought it all back around. God, you see us, you know us just like we are. What we've done, what we're doing, what we will do has really no bearing on it all. It's what Jesus has already done. Jesus, would you just offer healing this morning? If in thinking of the days when those tears have fallen, when those just incredible moments of loss or hurt or agony have hit, if you brought those to mind today, Jesus, will you just speak softly over that and let my brothers and sisters know that you have done so to offer healing, to offer redemption, not just for our eternal souls, but to redeem even those moments that Jesus, you are the King of Kings that is making right now, in the process of making all things new, and all will be set right in your kingdom. stake my life on that. I believe that. That's what gives me hope for the moments of great loss in my life, that Jesus, you are making all things new, that my tears have not fallen unnoticed. My tears have been kept in your book. My tears have been kept in your bottle. And that Jesus, when we ask, where are you in this, God? You were right there with us. Sorrowful, hurting with us. A loving and compassionate Father, that you have made a way for us into relationship, that you have not forgotten us even in the lowest of lows. And so we end this prayer with how David begins, be gracious to us, O God. When men have trampled, when loss has happened in our life, when attack continues to just come from us every side, Father, we just pray that you would be gracious to us. When we're fearful, when we're sorrowful, when we're joyful, when all of the emotions of life come, may we be like David and say, I will trust in you, and say, Father, if you are with us, then who can be against us? We trust in that. Jesus, thank you for offering life in that, offering relationship, offering everything that comes with knowing you. Father, you are a good Father. We say that today. Thank you, Father. We are seen and we are loved just as we are. That is the gift and grace and mercy of Jesus. It's in His name we pray. Amen.
And it is
melody, song of love. Oh, I could hear it. My father is very fond of me. Yes, I am loved by the Father, and I am loved by the Son. And it is love that has captured me, part of this way.
Amen.